All right, with MSO News Sports, it's been a long time, but happy to bring back now the Danvers volleyball, Danvers High School volleyball coach, George Lavasser. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations on another spectacular season.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rick.
Well, let's get started here. You know, I ask all the coaches in this Fall 2 thing, how things differed preseason-wise, keeping in touch with your kids from fall to now, and then maybe what it was like when you finally got together.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, COVID was tough to navigate. Thankfully, we had a great group of kids and a great group of parents that were super communicative about anything happening in their lives in terms of close contacts or anything like that. And we have a strong administration in Danvers, so we were allowed to practice during the original Fall 1 season. So we've been going 3 days a week since September. We took a break over the winter season. We were happy to be back in the gym for the start of Fall 2.
When you look at these guys, these kids that you have, these ladies, I should say, you probably were expecting good things because you had a good core of seniors, but what were you expecting after, you know, working with these kids all along and seeing what they could do? And last year going, what, 20-0 or plus playoff wins?
Yeah, so we finished 25-1 last season. We only graduated two seniors, so we definitely knew, for the most part, what we were bringing back. Without having a state tournament this year, and originally not having a league title, which we ended up, the athletic directors came together and approved that, which was great for the girls at the end of the season. But this season for us was definitely, you know, we get to play, and that's, at the end of the day, that's what it was about. We got the seniors on the floor, we got a little bit of time to get ready for the next fall season. We obviously, you know, strive one game at a time to be as great as we can be, but this season was definitely just about being back on the floor and being back in our gym.
What was the biggest challenge for you guys, Coach? Was it a particular opponent that you had problem with, if at all, or was it just keeping focus and having the kids achieve their potential?
Honestly, the NEC's gotten better and better every year. Adding Masco in this year, they made it to, they lost to Winchester last year in the Division One North Final. So to add another powerhouse in, Peabody's always strong, Marblehead's always strong, Beverly's always strong. So our league definitely had some strength, but I don't know. I mean, in terms of challenges, we were just focused on making sure that we could stay in our gym as long as we could.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the biggest challenge for us is obviously the biggest challenge everybody's trying to navigate right now, being hopefully in the tail end of this pandemic.
Well, your record is outstanding. It's incredible, 15-0 this year. But one of the things that jumped off the page when I was reading the Salem News story by, who wrote this one? Nick Giannino. Your team lost only six sets all year long. That's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. And, I mean, in terms of stats, you can definitely look at what our seniors did this year, but our underclassmen definitely came together and pushed hard. And some of those sets were underclassmen-led against some of the stronger teams in the league that out of those six sets, three we lost either 25-23 or an extra point by two.
Okay. So that means those kids got some valuable experience as well.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
That's fantastic. All right, let's go talk about your seniors now. Brag about those kids.
Yeah, that's definitely an easy task. So we have four this year, all going on to do great things. So Shayla Saad, she was a senior middle blocker this year. She is going to Clemson next year. Megan Murphy, senior captain, also plays middle blocker. She's chosen not to play next year because she was accepted into the honors nursing program at UNH.
Wow.
Our other two seniors, we have Lily Eldridge, senior captain setter. She will be playing at WPI. academic excellence is an understatement.
Yeah.
And then our fourth senior this year, Carly Goodhue. She was a member of the All-State team last year as a junior. She'll be playing Division II volleyball at Assumption next year.
I'm just shaking my head at the qualifications of these kids as student athletes. And Coach, you must be extremely proud of this team because an extraordinary season, extraordinary circumstances, and I've said this to every single coach, you've had to do extra stuff, as have the kids, to keep everybody safe. But then to be competitive and then go out and just, you know, win as you did. It's got to say something about being an extra special season.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, we talk a lot about culture in our program and maintaining culture, and especially led by these seniors. I mean, this is my biggest concern this year is without a state tournament, without varsity having as much interaction as they normally do with our JV program, does that culture maintain and how does that work? And especially the upperclassmen this year, I can't say enough about what they did to make sure that we're set up for success for the rest of this program.
I'm going to post the article with all the statistics, the amazing records that the Danvers Falcons volleyball team has at the moment. But I want to ask you, Coach, maybe as a final question, what is your most your proudest achievement this year, either in terms of your viewpoint as a coach or how you look at the kids? Because you know, in a season of outstanding achievement, there's got to be something you're going to look back and say, okay, this was really special because.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much this year. I mean, this senior class was definitely something special. They've gone 78-7 in their 4 years of the program.
Okay.
But I think their senior year to go out without having to play a fifth set is definitely something that speaks volumes.
Wow, yeah.
A lot of the teams that we've played have a lot of strength, and they definitely had enough skill set to come out and beat us this year. And our kids didn't let them get close. And not going to a fifth set in volleyball is it's pretty remarkable to do that in a full season.
Well, yeah, yeah. I just read that, and my jaw just dropped. I hadn't seen that before. That's incredible. Coach, we're going to talk in the fall, and, you know, I don't want to rush summer away, but it's going to be very close when we'll be doing this again. And at that point, I want to, you know, we'll be talking about some of the kids who are coming back, but it looks like you have a strong nucleus returning.
Yeah. We've got obviously graduating four this year, but the majority of the girls will be back. They all got a lot of playing time this year, being in this unique season that we're in. And they're definitely ready. Their foot's already on the gas. They're already getting themselves prepared for summer workouts, and they're definitely geared up and ready to go to keep this tradition rolling.
Wow, this is just amazing. George, anything else you want to mention about the program or about this year's team?
No, I mean, you've pretty much kind of covered it all at this point. They're definitely a special group, but we're excited to see what comes next.
Well, you must be proud of them, and it's fantastic, the stuff that you've done. And congratulations. I know you're going to be following them, and they're going to be looking back on this with great memories. So we'll talk in the fall. In the meantime, stay safe.
Great. I appreciate it, Rick.
Thank you, Coach. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Danvers High School volleyball coach George Lavasser with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.